Next up, we're excited to open our second hour with the other half of the duo at the heart of that new movie showing Ojibwe comedians making a splash in the world of stand-up. From Red Lake, here's John Roberts.
I feel like Elvis up here. Bonjour! Usually there's somebody out there, onion. There's always one. But bonjour, Mesquaw, McGizzy, and Indigenous Cause, Mesquagami, Weezagaigun, Ndojiba, Makwan, Ndodame. My tribe, we usually, when we go somewhere new, we speak our language to enforce dominance. Which I obviously have not done. Yeah, my name is, they call me John Roberts, but the IRS is currently looking for Lydell John Roberts. So let's not let them know where I'm at. But I was born on the south side, Minneapolis, the projects, until I was about 4 years old. That was where my mom invented the 12-hour pamper. She called that her kidnap-proof kit. You all right? All right. Care about my crowd, man. I care about my crowd. But I am a married father of eight. Yes, eight. It's as miserable as it sounds. Yeah. I'm also a foster parent since 1998. Thank you. Does me being a foster parent make me better than you? A little bit. Who am I kidding? I'm way better than you. Uh, 17 years, we've had 23 kids come through my home, and I bet you think I can't name them all, right? Because I can't, that's 23 kids. Barely remember my own kids' names. Me and my wife, we've been together 21 and a half years, married 15 so far. I was a slip there, I didn't mean to say that part. I believe they call it a Freudian slip. I don't know. I read that in the book somewhere. But, you know, being together that long, we're getting old together, so right now, every time we go somewhere, I'm with her or vice versa, you know. So we're always together. It's nothing romantic. It's just that she's having trouble hearing and I'm having trouble seeing. So we need each other now more than ever. That almost sounded romantic. I'm going to have to write that one down. Man. But I'm getting older, heavier, lazier. I'm going to realize how lazy I was getting because I took my son to the park and I kind of was hoping he'd get hurt so I'd have to go home. Am I the only one that's done that? I don't think so. Quite a few of you out there. I've been traveling a lot doing comedy. I've West Coast, up and down the West Coast. And some things I see out there that I don't see at home. Like, I drove by this church out west. The sign on the church said, "Stop in if you want to go to heaven today." I was like, Nah, I'm good. I think I'll wait another 40 years. That's my time, people. Me Gwich.
Roberts. It's the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. And, of course, John has now taken a seat in our interview chair situation with Rob Fairbanks over there. You guys, you have this cool movie project. That's how I heard about you first. And, of course, I'd seen some of Rob's videos. But tell us a little bit about this movie coming up.
It's going to be about two young men of northern Minnesota from two different reservations trying to go out west, make it big in the comedy business. And along the way, we're going to stop and see our friends and hear their struggles and stories and communities. The whole time, it's you're going to get the inside look of us. You're going to see the real us, not the fake us.
Yeah. Rob, you got this great following of people. I remember seeing your videos a while back and these Res Report segments. Where did that character come from?
Partly, it's mostly from my uncle, who's a Canadian, and he had a really thick Resi accent. It came to be his everyday life became a story, no matter what it was. It could be going to a store, like, I was going to the store and I had to hitchhike down there, and there were some dogs coming after me. So I had to pick up a stick. I had to beat them off. Yeah, so I got to the store and I had to hitchhike all the way back. So it was like everyday things like that came to be.
John, where does your comedy come from?
I think a lot of it comes from my Uncle Joe, who passed away in 2002. He's probably one of the funniest men I've ever known. You know, he has a reputation around northern Minnesota about being a joker and very lively personality. And this is pretty much my whole family, the friends I grew up around. You know, they're probably the most talented individuals I've ever been around. They sing, you know, they can tell jokes. They're just... It's kind of hard to be a part of that group because I feel like I'm nowhere near that. So hopefully, but other than that, I've been watching a lot of comedy like Eddie Murphy and my stepdad tried to get me into the what did we say before?
Monty Python.
Monty Python guys. And I couldn't get into them, so I went back to Eddie Murphy.
Well, you know, northern Minnesota is a place you don't hear about a lot of stand-up comedians. You don't hear about what you guys do much. But what do you think comedy can do for northern Minnesota?
I think it's just going to give the people a look from our vision. You know, what we see every day, what we experience, how we deal with it. You know, a lot of the mainstream doesn't know what it's like for a couple of kids from the res to grow up and experience things from outsider, you know, just being different, the things we see.
All right. Well, we're really looking forward to the movie Res Comedy. You guys will be leaving pretty soon to go shoot that movie, and we'll all look for it. So we're really excited. These guys were our first stand-up comedians we've ever had on the show, and